2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Then don't you forget that. Well, happy Good Friday 2018. My name is Joey Kroll. Here we are on this 30th day of March. So good to be back behind this microphone. Had a couple of weeks off. Fortunately, the other week, I had to go back to the hospital with a nasty infection from my surgery from a couple of weeks ago. Was in the hospital for 4 days. I'll tell you what, there's nothing to do in those things, and there's nothing on TV during the day. So, it's so good to be mobile and active and back in normal life stuff. So, So I appreciate your prayers and Mark and the team here, but praying for me and kind of updating you last week on things with me. So greatly appreciate the notes of encouragement and all that fun stuff. So great to be back into the saddle. And tomorrow, you got any plans? Yeah, I know it's a special weekend. Russ Taff, he sang with the Gaithers for several years. Russ Taff, he's going to be in concert tomorrow at First United Methodist Church in Urbana at 5 p.m. 305 South Race Street in Urbana tomorrow night, 5 p.m. And by the way, that is the same venue, same church that we're going to be hosting Ivan Parker in concert in June on Saturday, June 9th. More details on that at greatnewsradio.org. Click on new events. So so be sure to attend that Russ Taff concert. He's got himself a great voice. He really, really does. So tomorrow night, First United Methodist Church, 305 South Race Street in Urbana, 5 p.m. Hey, by the way, have you checked out our website lately? greatnewsradio.org. Yeah, when you visit greatnewsradio.org, you'll have access to tons of archives from the last several years. I think for the last 5 or 6 years of Sunday worship, also of Mark and Friends, you'll have access to information right there at your fingertips of community events right here in our own backyard. You can listen to us online, streaming audio at our website, greatnewsradio.org. So what do you have some time today, this weekend, next week? Spend some time and visit us at greatnewsradio.org. There's even a place where you can give a special gift of support here for the month of March. GreatNewsRadio.org. Well, I'll tell you what, here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends today, we have a special treat for you. We're going to be playing Songs of the Resurrection. You know, today being Good Friday, Sunday, of course, Resurrection Sunday. We're going to be playing Songs of the Resurrection today. Let's start things off here today with Keith and Kristen Getty. Christ, He is risen. He is risen indeed.
Life everlasting.
And Kristen Getty here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio. And here's one of our favorites right here. It's the Gaither Vocal Band, Because He Lives, I Can Face Tomorrow.
How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and the joy that He gives. Oh, but greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because He
celebrating Easter through song here on today's edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Fastened down, I spent the night in sleeplessness and rose at every sound, half in hopeless sorrow and half in fear the day would find the soldiers breaking through to drag us all away. And just before the sunrise, I heard something at the wall. The gate began to rattle and a voice began to call. I hurried to the window. I looked down into the street, expecting swords and torches and the sound of soldiers. But there was no one there but Mary, so I went down to let her in. John stood there beside me as she told me where she'd been. She said they might have moved him in the night, and none of us knows where. The stone's been rolled away, and now his body isn't there. We both ran towards the garden, and John ran on ahead. We found the stone and the empty tomb, just the way that Mary said. But the winding sheet they wrapped him in was just an empty shell. Again, the guilt and anguish came. Everything I promised him just added to my shame. When at last it came to choices, I denied I knew his name. And even if he was alive, it wouldn't be the same.
Right, it's Alan Asbury, and he's alive here on today's edition of Mark and Friends here on Great News Radio, celebrating Easter through song. And because of the empty tomb, friend, you and I have hope as a believer in Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 says, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by a word from the Lord that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will rise on eagle's wings before my God. Fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. And there's a day drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is over.
Yeah, beautiful song. Chris Tomlin and I Will Rise. My name is Joey Kroll here on Great News Radio, and of course getting ready for just a special weekend, and Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday this weekend as well. And I hope you have a chance, friend, to get connected to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church this weekend. And here at Great News Radio, we are listener supported. Would you remember us with a special Easter gift, Easter offering this weekend? You can send in your gifts of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois 61843, or you could give online at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones here and enjoy the rest of my Good Friday, and I hope you have a chance to do the same. And I hope you can get connected to a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church this weekend. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Friday.